paper piles. Do you have them everywhere? Here's three tricks to eliminate the avalanche. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, your desktop and, well, frankly, any other horizontal surface are the hardest places to keep clear. Bills to pay, to-do lists, event invites, magazines that you've been meaning to read, orders you need to fill, well, the list just goes on and on. Often we keep things out, either spread around or stacked on our desk and other surfaces, because we don't want to forget to do something that we've deemed important or don't want to forget. Today I'll share three tricks that have worked for me and my clients. Paper pile elimination trick number one. Ask, what is the next action? Think verb. Rather than thinking of your papers in terms of a topic or a list of things that you need to do, think in terms of next action. You may have many things that ultimately need to happen with a particular piece of paper, but by only thinking of the next action, you can eliminate overwhelm and process your paper faster. Now, I told you I'm giving you three tricks, so if there's no action necessary on that paper, skip to tip number three. Once you've determined the next action, either write it directly on the paper or attach a sticky note to the page with the next action you need to take. If you know the information, also write down how and when you'll best perform that action. By writing down the action you need to take, you'll save yourself loads of time later when you pick up the paper again. Why rethink about an action over and over when you can decide once and move on? So for example, I was working with a client the other day and we were going through his paperwork. He picked up a piece of paper that contained a name and a phone number of a contact. He told me that the next action was to make a phone call to that person for the project that they were working on together. Then I asked him, is there anything else that he needs to do in order to make sure that the call is successful? Well, he didn't have everything he needed. He had to do some quick research first. So the next action was not the phone call. It was the research. Paper pile elimination trick number two, create an action system. Once you know the next action needed, sort or organize by verb. When you have action items, it's okay to mix various projects or topics as long as they're organized by the type of action you need to take. Create an action system. Action systems come in a number of different forms. One way is to label file folders with each verb and store your papers in those folders on your desk in a vertical file holder. Now, the kind that I think are the most effective are the graduated kind, where you can see all of the file tabs going further back because they get higher and higher. Or you can use the Penaflex PileSmart organizer. Now, this way, the items are stored in an orderly fashion until you make time to take action. You might have categories like this: call, write, review, decide, pay, file, scan. If you want a complete idea on how to create an action system for yourself, contact us and we'll help you out. But the action system is great for keeping things looking neat, but you must actually open the folders and take action to get the full benefit. By taking action by verb or type of action, you'll eliminate multitasking, save time, and increase concentration. If possible, it's best to keep empty each folder in one sitting. Once you've completed the action, ask yourself what's the next action and file accordingly. So for example, the paper my client had identified with the contact and phone number originally went into a research folder. Once he had completed the research, he added that information to the paper and moved the page from the research folder to the call folder. When the call was complete, he would either toss the paper or file it into permanent reference or assign it a new action based on the results of the call. Paper pile elimination trick number three, create a quick reference. Sometimes we keep papers on our desk because there's information that we want easily accessible, but there really isn't an action needed directly. Start by making sure that the information really is needed for quick reference. If you don't need the information on at least